الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. We started the subject of Taharat and it is after finishing the Najasat and the Mutahirat are 10 things that are considered to be the cleaning agents in Islam, and those 10 things are as follows.
Allah. Yeah, basically,
these are the 10 mutahharat in Islam. That means the cleaning agents. So the things get cleaned up by these 10 things only. There is nothing other which can clean the things. Now, keeping in mind that not everything is a cleaning agent for everything else. One thing can clean certain things only, while not being able to clean the other things. So don't consider that sun is a cleaning agent for everything. No, it is cleaning agent for certain things with certain conditions. Soil is not a cleaning agent for everything. It is a cleaning agent for certain things under certain conditions. But the total number of cleaning agents are these. Okay, and we will describe which of these mutahharat, the cleaning agents, is serving as a cleaning agent for which thing. So obviously, let me just go through the list first. Water, which is first and most significant cleaning agent. Second of all is soil, means the regular soil of the earth, belonging to the surface of earth, sun, and istihala means total transformation of the kind of existence of something into a different kind of existence. Intiqal means transferring of one thing towards another thing, which we will describe. Islam means becoming a Muslim. Tab'iyyah means one thing is following the other, and it's in the ruling. One thing is following the other thing in the ruling. This is called tab'iyyah. We will explain that. Removal of ayn al-najasa, the main najasat. For certain things, as soon as the najasat is removed, the main najasat is gone, it automatically becomes tahir. For certain things, you don't need to clean it further after removal of the najasat. And ninth of all is istibra, of a najasat eating animal. There are ways how we clean the animal by confining it and giving it the halal food, the clean food. And tenth of all, going or disappearing of a Muslim away from our eyes. That's another cleaning agent in Islam. So the first thing, let's start with the water. And the water is the most significant cleaning agent. And there are four conditions how water can clean. First, it has to be mutlaq, means pure. That means if you are trying to clean something with impure water, orange juice, muddy water, that's another example of impure. We call it mudaf. We did study that in the beginning of the class for those of you who were present. The opposite is mudaf. That means impure. Examples are muddy water, orange juice, apple juice, any kind of water which is mixed up with things. That's not in the pure form. If it is in the pure form, it's called mutlaq. The mutlaq and the pure water is the only kind of water which is used for cleaning purposes, the Islamic process of cleaning, tathir. Impure water is not usable for cleaning nothing. If you are using impure water, it's useless. So mudaf water is such that if you add any najasat into it, the whole water will become najis, just like the oil. You have cooking oil, if one drop of blood falls in it, the whole cooking oil will be najis, because it's mudaf. So mudaf becomes najis as soon as it comes in contact with the najasat. The entire amount, even though it may be 100 kur, but it will become najis because it is mudaf. So we can use the mutlaq water for cleaning purposes only, not the mudaf. Second of all, the water has to be tahir. That means clean, Islamically clean. The Islamic definition of being clean. So it is a way. Clean Islamically means that we did study in the previous class, I think, that there are three ways of proving a najasa. First, seeing with your eyes. Isn't that right? Seeing with your own eyes. Second,
two Adil witnesses, bearing witness that we saw this thing becoming najis. Third of all, the owner of something says to you, my property is najis, that's it. Owner's statement is authentic in Islam about his own property. These are the only three ways in Islamic Sharia to prove the najasa. So a water is considered to be Islamically clean if you did not see the water becoming najis with your own eyes. Second of all, two adil witnesses are bearing witness that we know this water is tahir. We see this water becoming najis, then you will call it najis. Either you see the water becoming najis with your own eyes, that's how you'll call it najis. Or two adil witnesses are bearing witness that we saw the water becoming najis with our eyes. Or the owner of the water says to you, this water is najis. If none of the three are applying, then the water is considered to be tahir. Because remember, the hadith of Imam Salih alayhi salam says that kullu shay'in tahir. Everything is clean Islamically. Hatta ta'lama. Annahu najis. So everything is tahir until you know that it is najis. So basically, we will consider every water to be tahir until otherwise discovered through this one of the three ways that the water is najis. So water is usable for cleaning, Islamic cleaning purposes only if the water is mutlaq in its pure form, or second of all, it has to be tahir. Third of all, water can be used for cleaning purposes if the water does not become mawaf during the process of cleaning. Does not become mudaf means impure. During the process of Islamic cleaning, which means tathir. Okay? That means if you are using a tahir water, you started to do the cleaning, but in the middle of the process, the tahir water no longer remains tahir, it becomes mudaf. You know, because the najasat is spreading so much into the water that the whole water is now reddish with the blood. So if the water became reddish while you are cleaning the blood, the whole water became reddish during the process of cleaning. It's true that at the time you started it was clean, but during the process it became reddish. That means the color of najasat is spread all over in the water. Then you can no longer use this water for cleaning. Okay? So during the process of cleaning, the water should not become mudaf. How can it become mudaf? That means by the change taking place either in color or B, in taste of the water, and C, in smell of the water. So these are what we call al-awsaf al-salasa. That means the three attributes. Whenever you are cleaning water, remember that these three attributes of water must be there. That means the water should not get changed in its color. The color of najasat should not impact the water. The taste of najasat should not impact the water. The smell of najasat should not impact the water during the cleaning process. So that's why we always use the Islamic procedure of cleaning. Because some of the youth say, I took a shower. You took a shower is not the Islamic way of doing ghusl, okay? So we have the Islamic process of cleaning things. That's why I intentionally use the adjective Islamic cleaning. So you remember when you say tathir in Islam, it means their own Islamic process of cleaning the things which we are discussing in these lessons. So basically, water is used as a cleaning agent only if it is mutlaq and pure, only if the water is Islamically clean and tahir. That means one of the three ways of
proving something to be najis are not there. Third of all, during the process of cleaning something, during the process it doesn't become mudaf and impure by the change in the color through the najasat, or change in the taste of the water through the najasat, or change in the smell of the water through the najasat. That's the third condition. Fourth of all, the fourth and the last condition of water,
Making
cleaning, Islamically cleaning the things, is that after cleaning, after the Islamic cleaning, nothing of Ainun Najasa remains inside. Ainun Najasa means the main Najasat. Nothing of the main Najasat remains inside. So let's suppose you did the cleaning, and after the cleaning process you find, well, there are still drops of Najasat remaining still inside. You did the process, at that time you did not realize, but then when you are done, you see there are still Najasat there. And this Najasat, the main Najasat, is still lying there. Obviously that means you are not doing the process properly. So make sure at the end, after you are doing the Islamic cleaning, nothing of the Ainun Najasat, the main Najasat, still remains inside. That's how you make sure it is done. If the main Najasat is still there, you are wasting your time. Okay, it's not going to be clean until you first. That's why I always say, when you start cleaning something, step number one, remove the Ainun Najasat. Remove the main Najasat first. Then we start the later process. Step number one, always first remove the main Najasat. So this is about the water. Now, obviously, let's go to the rulings. Certain things in Islam need to be cleaned by water. Things are different. So certain things need to be cleaned by water once. Certain things need to be cleaned by water thrice. Certain things need to be cleaned by water seven times in Islam. Certain things need to be cleaned in Islam by first by soil rubbing. You have to rub the soil over it first, plus then you have to clean it with water. So these are the four various requirements of cleaning various things through water. Certain things we clean through water by washing once. Certain things we clean through water, Islamic cleaning, by washing through water thrice. Certain things we Islamically clean by washing with water seven times. And certain things we Islamically clean them by first soil rubbing them. That means you have to rub the clean, dry, clean, nice soil over it. And then you wash it with water. So these are the four. Now we will discuss all the four. Let's go for the first one. Which are the things that need to be cleaned in Islam once only with water? Okay, shall I erase all this? Okay. things that need to be washed with water once only in the Islamic process of cleaning. So urine of a baby who is breastfed only, that means has not started to eat the food yet, the only food that it consumes is the breast milk, plus that baby has not consumed the pig's milk. That kind of urine of this type of baby can only be cleaned once with water after removal of the main najasat through water. See, all these things that we are discussing, let's have one very general thing in our mind always, which is already understood. First step is understood. First step is removal of the main najasat, ayn najasa. So first thing is that you have to remove the main najasat. That's the first thing which is understood. So first you will pour the water to remove the main najasat, and after that you need only pouring water once after this. Step number one. Only once. Okay? Second of all, all the najis things except the urine, other than the urine, all the najis things, if you are cleaning it with you are using kur or running water. Abejari. So all the najis things, if you are cleaning any najis thing other than the urine, if you are using the cool water or the running water for cleaning it, what you need is that after removal of the main najasat, which is understood, you will pour water once to remove the main najasat, and after the main najasat is gone, then you have to wash it once only for all the najis things. As long as you are using the kur water or running water for cleaning it. We are not talking about the qaleel water. If you are using the qaleel water, that doesn't fall in the category of once. Qaleel is like a watering jug, lota, that you have in your toilets. This is qaleel water. Less than kur is called qaleel. If you remember when we talked about the definition of kur, we studied that any amount of water which is less than kur is called qaleel. We are not talking about cleaning your things, all the najis things with Kaleel water. We are talking about all the najis things other than urine, cleaning them through kur or running category of water. You need only once to clean after removal of the main najasat. Is that okay? Third of all, any najis thing actually in the proper word we should use the word mutanajjis. Any mutanajjis thing. Instead of najis. Any mutanajjis thing. Which does not have any ayn najasa, that means the main najasat in it, if it gets connected to or running water, it will become Kaleel. It will become Tahir. By washing, by once coming into contact with Kur water or running water, any mutanajjis thing. Now the difference between mutanajjis and najis, I explained, if you remember, najis is something which has najasat, the main najasat on it. So if my hand has blood on it, this is called najis. If I touch the blood on my najis hand on my dress, this dress is now called mutanajjis. It became najis through something which was najis. Okay? So if my hand has blood on it, it is called najis. But when I touch the najis hand on something else, now my cloth became najis. Through that najasat, this cloth is not called, actually it is not called najis, it is called mutanajjis. So any mutanajjis thing which does not have the ayn najasa in it, the main najasat is not found. Let's suppose, you know, my hand is mutanajjis. You know, I had blood on this hand, I touched on this hand, right one. Now this hand is mutanajjis. It doesn't have any main najasat in it. Now it, as soon as I take it in contact with cold water or running water, it will become tahir by one contact of water, because there was no ayn najasa in it. Okay?
Blood doesn't transfer, I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably then. I think blood may not be the right example to give in this regard, but for example, let's say the blood is coming out from my finger and I washed it, but it's still coming out. So now, the whole finger I washed and I remove it, it's whole wet. The blood is coming out from here. Now, if I touch my wet finger from this area, this is also all najis, because you know it's qaleel water on my finger. It's not kur, it's qaleel. The blood is coming from here, but I washed it and removed it. The blood is still coming out. This whole finger is now wet. So, if I touch this side of my finger, tip of the finger here on hand, the hand doesn't have any blood on it, but it has the water which was touching with the blood. So now this hand is mutanajjis with najasat. If I now take this hand under the running water or cold water once, because there was no end in najasa, there was no traces of blood here. It was just coming in contact with the finger that had blood on it and the water on it. So the water side, I touched it, so now it is najis. So I bring it in contact with cold water or running water once and it will be tahir. Is that okay? That's now a clear example. Is that okay? Understood?
One more question about the point number two. So it says, what if it's abe qaleel?
Qaleel is less than kur.
Right. The qaleel is less than kur. And so basically, if something, you remove the ene najis, it's not urine, then you have to wash it how many times?
3 times. With qaleel water.
Three times after removing najasa for all najasa?
No. After removing the ene najasa, we wash it 2 times with qaleel.
2 times for urine?
Water.
Or for everything else other than urine, or 3 times for urine?
When you are using the the zarf, the zuruf, like the containers, the ihtiyat says that let's suppose a plate is najis. I remove the end and najasat from that. Ihtiyat says with qaleel water I should wash it 3 times. Once I wash the main najasat, then I wash it 2 more times. The containers, the plates, the bowls, I wash it 2 more times.
So this is same for urine and other najasas, or urine would be 1 extra time after that?
No, not 1 extra time. Same for the urine as well. If we are washing ourselves in the toilet after urinating, we use the qaleel water. So first we pour the water to remove the main najasat, then we pour water 2 more times for urine. 2 more times qaleel water for urine. And the same is ihtiyat for the bowls when we are washing. To wash it total 3 times.
So there's ihtiyat for other najasat to wash it also 2 times, but basically the wajib is just 1 more time?
Yeah, because some have, fuqaha have said ihtiyat wajib, so I'm not, I will use the word 3 times in total is the best policy, because some say it is ihtiyat wajib to wash it 2 times with qaleel water. The bowls and dishes, it is ihtiyat wajib to wash it 3 times total, once to remove the main najasat, and 2 more times for the rest of the najasat. 2 more times as ihtiyat wajib. So yes, for bowls and dishes, we wash it 3 times always.
So this changes to once?
Except in the cases when we are talking about seven and soil rubbing plus water, when these cases will come very soon, we'll talk about how we do that. Otherwise...
Right, so basically, if it's running water or kur, then it's once for all najasat, other than urine.
Yeah, and that's... I was about to come to discuss when we will talk about thrice. I was about to come here.
Spot in it, or urine, or any other najasa. If you put it in under the running water, it will be cleaned once.
Yes, if you have blood. Depends if the blood stops coming out. If I have blood coming from my finger, I put it under the running water or the kur water, and the blood completely stops coming out and the water reaches all the parts which were wet, then my finger will be najis. It will be tahir by that. So I can basically, if I have blood coming out from my finger, I can dip it into the container of kur water, hold it like this. As soon as the color, taste and smell is totally gone and dissolved in water, I take the finger out and it's tahir. So this is about the washing things three times. These are the three things that we need to wash, washing things once. These are three things where we wash once in Islam. Okay? Now we wash, we move forward to those of the things that we need to wash thrice in Islam with water. There are two things that need to be washed thrice in Islam. Two things need to be washed thrice. First, what we just discussed a few moments ago, dishes. All the dishes, as long as you're washing with we'll talk about that. I'll take your question. When washing with qaleel category of water, which means less than kur. Less than kur. So all the dishes when we wash, ihtiyat says we wash it three times. That means once we remove them in najasat, and then two more times. So, you know, we wash it three times in total. With qaleel. So, total washing is now three times. Now, also the some mujtahideen have said that not only with qaleel water but also with the running water. You should, the, as far as the dishes are concerned, even with the running type of water, al-ma'ul jari, abe jari, still ihtiyat says you wash it three times. So just remember about the dishes, that the, according to ihtiyat, when we are cleaning the dishes, just clean it three times. That's the ihtiyat. Whatever water you are using, just clean it three times. Even with the running water, some mujtahideen say ihtiyat is clean it three times. So dishes need to be cleaned three times. Once we wash it by removing the najasat, then two more times. Total three times. And second of all, second and the last thing that we need to wash three times is dishes which are in contact with alcohol. Although ihtiyat, but this ihtiyat is not wajib. Ihtiyat is to wash it seven times. But this ihtiyat is not wajib. So all the dishes which come in contact with alcohol, glasses, jugs, plates, and bowls, any kind of dishes that come in contact with alcohol, you have to wash it three times. Ihtiyat says seven times. These are the only things which fall in the category of thrice. Basically, the dishes. Okay? So, inshallah, in the next class, we'll talk about the seven times and the category of for soil rubbing and water. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين